When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, has anybody had a good offseason in terms of television than ESPN? Nick Saban's going to be great on game day. Belichick will be a great answer for whatever he's going to do.
But LeBron was eliminated last night.
Man, I always say this about LeBron. Love the game, hate the antics. But Jason Kelce is going to be on the Monday Night Football pregame show.
There's a win.
I wonder how he will be in that atmosphere. I think he's great long form, but that's a little bit different, like, setup. He's not in a booth. So I hope they play to his strengths. But ESPN's had a really, really good offseason of adding talent to talk football.
Mm-hmm. You're saying it would have been better had Jason done the booth?
I would have liked him in the booth. He did an Amazon game. He was up
too.
In the booth.
Yeah.
So he's really good at the long form, the podcast with his brother. So it's going to be a little bit different, but he's... he's popular, man. Everybody's going young.
You got to let
Phil
him do his thing, too.
Boomer is out.
You can't put up walls with him. You got to let him do his thing.
What would you like? What do you mean, put up walls?
Well, when you get into studio-type settings or pregame-type settings, and there's at least a certain format of, I don't want to say everything's scripted of what they're saying because they're analysts. They're former football players. They're going to tell you what they think. But allowing him to... kind of freestyle a little bit of what his thoughts are, where he's able to go with the flow of the conversation, have that, not only the insight that he brings, I mean, this is a long-tenured veteran, but also have that sense of humor, because it is a very clever sense of humor that sometimes that gets a little bit guarded when you are competing with different voices and different breakdowns of the game itself.
I thought he was comfortable. Did you see his appearance on Amazon?
On Amazon. So and Amazon, that was a two-man booth when he was up there.
But he was on the pregame show as well.
Oh, I didn't see
and
the pregame
he,
of it.
He fit in comfortably.
And that's saying a lot because there's a lot of...
he was good.
There's a lot of voices.
Who else
there?
They have on the ESPN Monday Night Show? So SVP will be great. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's always great.
They still have Booger.
Is there Randy Moss still doing it?
Yeah, he's still on there.
Yeah, you got Moss.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have on-site, and then they go back to the studio.
Yeah, they got, like,
you can tell how much I watch the pregame shows. I mean,
same.
Pregame shows are out.
Tirico still hosts NFL Prime Monday.
Postgame shows are where it's at. Look
at
this radio station.
Lewis Riddick in the postgame.
Hey, look at this. Look at this radio station.
Yeah.
They've wanted for years to do a pregame show. Don't.
There's no big red pre-reaction.
The postgame stuff is where people want it.
Yes.
Because they've heard all about the pre, unless you have a special guest or a special feature, they've heard about all the pregame stuff that you're going to talk about leading up to it.
Right, that's a good
Let's
point.
Get the reaction. Mm-hmm. That's why Big Red Overreaction is the number one show in this market.
Because it's raw.
I think it's immediate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
raw
post.
Emotion.
You can react.
Yeah.
Other than it's, you know, sometimes pregame shows can just be background noise as you're going to the game.
Overreaction, yes. Then after hours. Yeah, it's about right.
You can throw in some features in here and there, but you're right. From Monday through Friday is pretty much going to serve you as a pregame show for Nebraska football, that is. And you get into the postgame. Okay, now it just happened. Let's go. React to it. So the reason I bring up the Kelce thing, this is such a small example of a personality that I think is really, really good. But if you put guardrails up, or at least within a framework of a broadcast, there was that, it was the Vegas golf, I can't even remember what they were calling it. It was on Netflix where they had competition going on. It was at, what's the one that you can see the sphere? The golf course that you can see the sphere. And they have the eyeball and it'll like blink at you. You know what I'm talking about, though. Joel Damon, who was a hit in the first series of Full Swing. They had him as a on-site commentator during this. And it got a little awkward because I felt like, and these are two probably completely different personalities when we're talking about Jason Kelce to Joel Damon, but another guy that was, you know, trying to grind, but had a really fun personality to go along with it. And then they put him in the structure of a broadcast, gave him a little bit of a framework, and it was almost like he felt he had to force it out a little bit. it became a little awkward. I didn't love it. So I'm hoping that that's not something where Jason Kelce, who we know to be, dude shows up, you listen to his podcast, or he shows up anywhere, and he is the talk. He is great at what he does. He's an entertainer, but he's also very intuitive, very smart. That doesn't get minimized because of the framework of, hey, we need a structure to what we're doing here. That's my only concern.
I don't know. I think you hire him, you know who he is.
I hope so. Yeah, you're probably right.
I think if you don't know who he is and you hire him, then that's on you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Andy Kendi coming up next on 1620 The Zone.